This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is that day where we call it Your Money Matters, a special edition here brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our good friend Kurt Rogers is with us. Their number, 720-895-0500. Your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs right there, one place with one great guy.
Well, thank you.
I said that just like you wrote it.
It was nice
just like you wrote it.
Yeah, it's almost like I wrote that, right?
Absolutely. No, seriously, great to see you. And, boy, one thing, looking out west, a little smoky with the fire and evergreen.
You can't see them.
Man.
Can't see the mountains.
Wow.
I don't know. How's that doing? I haven't had a chance to
check. They haven't. The zero containment yet, to my knowledge, up to an hour and a half, 10:30 or so, there were no structures burned or injuries or anything yet.
But, well, last night when I was watching it, they said it had moved. It was just there, but it was on the side of this mountain.
Yes, sir.
It was just getting big, wider, but it wasn't moving up and over.
Yeah, and it's so hot and dry, so hopefully they'll get some relief
out
there.
What was it, like 1,000 homes they had evacuated?
Yeah.
That's a lot of animals move, because people that live up there have a lot of animals.
Yeah.
And then you got the wildlife just trying to move along.
Absolutely.
So that's a big deal.
Had somebody ask a question this morning, and I was over at Lynn Lyle getting my oil change, and they said that they had a friend that got laid off from a building, so they were, I don't know what type of work they were in, but they may have to switch over and go to some different total type of work they've never done before. And they said, how does that work with mortgages? Because like most times you go from a computer company to computer company.
Correct.
And you've been off work for a while.
Correct.
But do you think in this COVID time and all the layoffs, would mortgage companies look at somebody if they were off for a while and then went into a total different industry?
That question could go for an hour. I mean, the answer to that question, there's a lot to it. COVID, as long as if you're a W-2 employee, if he stays with that person stays with the same company, and let's say they go from this division to this division, you're okay.
Okay.
That's an easy one. But let's say you leave this company, ABC, and you come over here and you go to this other company, completely different job, they're going to see if there's anything that's tied to it. They're going to look at the income and the stability. Did you quit? Were you fired?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was going on? And then they're going to want at least one paycheck, maybe two, to prove that you're making the money that you say you are. Now, that's W-2. The long answer becomes if you're self-employed or you're getting any kind of bonus or commission.
Hmm.
Because you, in order to count bonus or commission, you have to be able to count it for 2 years. So there's a lot of other questions that will come into play on that. In most cases, you're going to be fine as long as you continue to work. You can have a lapse in employment of 30 to 45 days. That's okay. But as long as it doesn't go much further than that.
Right. Have you been advising people, and we'll get into our topic here in a minute, but have you been advising people, you know, when this, if there's any way to continue to make your house payment, make it, don't do this forbearance thing?
Yes, but there are some people that need to get into it. But in most cases, if there's any way you can make the payment, make the payment. And as we get into this, we're going to kind of go over forbearance numbers. The forbearance this time is different than what it was in 2008. If you went into forbearance back in 2008, that means you didn't make payments. But they put that on the credit report, and they would count those payments late. Now, that would affect your score and then your ability. And then when you would come back to refinance, you would have to show you could make 1 year's worth of payments on time mm-hmm. before you could get a loan. That's not the case this time. Number one, they can't report it later on the bureau. They can tell you that you're in forbearance. I have people in forbearance that are still making the payments. They just got into forbearance, so in case they can't make the payments, they're okay for a month. But it doesn't report against you, doesn't affect your score. And if you come out of forbearance, you say, okay, I'm out of forbearance, I want to go back to making my payments, and you make two or three of them, you're good.
Okay.
You don't have to wait. So it's a completely different scenario this time, because the last one was more man-inflected than this one.
Right. All right. So Man, talk about changes, everything with the housing industry, you know, financially, the stock market, all of that. So let's just look at the real estate side of things. What are you seeing in home values?
Actually, home values right now in Colorado, it's funny you ask, but they're going up. There's many people that think that we're going to fall into what happened in 2008. You can read certain things. There's articles out all the time, but you got to you got to look at who's producing those comments. Like me, you got to understand when I say something, kind of what my motive is behind it. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at the numbers. Whether the times are good or bad, I'm still going to be here. I don't see what's happening in 2008 reoccurring. We're not headed for that again. There's not really a lot of parallels between now and 2008. The variables in that is back then people didn't have as much equity in their homes. Back then the unemployment ratio was considerably higher than what it is now. I mean, we were running close to 20%. We're at 11 now.
Right.
There are 138 million people working. We're worried about saying that all these people are laid off. Well, there's a couple things that are going on. There's 138 million people working out of 160. Mm-hmm. And the people that aren't working, half of those are receiving unemployment checks and don't want to go back to
work. And making enough, yeah, right. More than they were, yeah.
And to be honest, that's a credit to what the government has stepped up and done to keep us moving forward. The fundamentals of the financial fundamentals of the country were strong before COVID got here. In 2008, there was a lot of consumer debt. There were people that were just overmatched. They had no equity in their home. And when that bubble burst on housing, it just was a crumble effect. That's not what we're going to see here.
Right.
The stock market keeps going. Yesterday, there was an article on MSN about how China's market and economy is coming back even stronger. The COVID isn't going to stop that. It's going to slow some things down, but it's not going to stop it. Things, I believe, are going to keep going. Like I said before, people got more equity in their home. Never in the history have most consumers had this much equity in the home because of the appreciation.
Sure.
We're still running at 4.6 to 5.2% here in Colorado. There's some funny numbers. If you look at the purchase market in the last 4 months, in March, it was 21% higher than it was a year ago, and that's in the beginning of COVID. In April, it was 18%. That means there were 18% more people buying homes a year later in the middle of COVID. In May, it was 15%. In June, it was 33%. So there's so much more business now to buy homes. That's not going to happen when the market's going to go the other way that fast. There's too many. There's too much going on. And the last thing is that people, because of COVID, if you think about this, they're not spending as much. They're not driving as much. They're not going out and shopping as much. I mean, online we're shopping, but you're still not shopping as much, and you're not going out to dinner as much. So there's a lot, people have a lot more money behind them. Well, if you understand banking, that money in the bank helps banks become strong because they can then loan it out 8 times. If you give a bank $10,000, they can loan out 80. It's called leveraging.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might pay you 0.5% of one, but they're going to make, if you run the numbers, close to 21%. So having all that money in the bank is very beneficial to banks. It keeps the foundation and the money flow going forward. And that's just how it's working right now.
Right. You know, I can remember back years ago, it seems like foreclosures were quite a bit, and we even had foreclosure specific companies and everything. Do you think we're going to see a lot with foreclosures? And I'm talking not only residential, but I think commercially, there's going to be a lot of office buildings maybe empty.
And in that regards, I would agree with that, because there's a lot of companies that are reevaluating. Do we really want to, A, put people back on the road driving to work? Do we want to actually pay for the building when we can learn how to do the job at home?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's good and that's bad. Part of that's going to be affected by school systems. Are we able to get our kids back into schools? Because parents staying at home doing their job. There's one company that came out and says, you can't work for us at home if your kids aren't in school, because you can't have kids at home when you're working. Well, that becomes a difficult one, because it's not anything any parent wants to hear.
Sure.
You know, I can't go to work because you're telling me because of COVID, but my kids can't go to school, but I can't keep my job. that there's
you know, I've got a friend too. He's got two small children. He said they pay $1,200 a month per child for daycare.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have, my processor goes through that. She has two children, and it's extremely expensive. And when they shut that down to where she couldn't have the kids go there, she'd have to stay home. She stayed at home and she worked. I didn't have a problem with that. It was easy because she could do her job and take care of the kids at the same time. But not all people can do that. Mm-hmm. Some of their jobs are much more demanding. So I think that that's a problem. Are there going to be foreclosures? Yes. I mean, there's, even with only 22 million people out of unemployment and most of those getting money, there's going to be a percentage of people. There's industries that are not going to come back like they did before. I mean, you look at the tourist industry and the travel industry.
Yeah.
And the airport. Will it come back eventually? Yeah, but that's a year, 2 years down the road. I mean, there's issues with that.
Mm-hmm.
So as that happens, there's a ripple effect to it. So there's people going to lose their job. And again, no cause of their own. They're not going to be able to make their house payments. So there's going to be foreclosures. But it's going to be nowhere near. In 2008 to 2010, there were 7 million people to foreclose. We're not going to get anywhere near that kind of number.
Wow.
7 million. That's a lot of families without a house. And that affects a lot of credit scores in the economy. There's a whole lot that goes with that. We're not going to see those kind of numbers. Will they go up? Right now, foreclosures are running about 6%. Will they go up to maybe 10? Maybe.
Are mortgage companies going to understand if people, you know, maybe missed a couple of payments? Let's say they missed March and April and May and, you know, and, or just paid some other bills late. But now they're getting back on track. Is that still going to hurt them in their credit?
Short answer is yeah.
Yeah.
Banks don't care. Now, and if you think about that, that's kind of funny. They're setting up regulations to where the people don't have to pay to stay in their home or to pay the rent. And I get that. I agree with that. But the banks still have their responsibility. Just like the landlord that has rental property. They don't get a break.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to affect what they do. They're going to start losing money the same way. So banks, because they have the money, they can say, no, we're going to record it. And it's going to hurt you. Now, is it a permanent hurt? No. That's where forbearance comes in. If you're having those problems, you've got a chance to get into forbearance. So you can save yourself. Because it can't be reported. It can't affect your credit score. And you've got 6 months to a year. You can stretch it out to where you can go for a year in forbearance. Well, within a year from now, who knows, this is a guess because the world's moving at a pretty good clip.
Yeah.
In directions we don't like, but it's happening. So, yeah, it's still going to affect people.
Absolutely. Just joining us, Kurt Rogers with us. We call this segment Your Money Matters. This is Haystack Help Radio. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this. Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important,
your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at stackoptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Kurt Rogers in studio. Normally, we have a lot of other different guests, but every once in a while, Kurt comes in and just does his own show. And we are talking mortgages today, and it's affordable interest mortgage. And once again, if you have any mortgage needs whatsoever, just questions, maybe you're a first-time home buyer, maybe you're a veteran, you want to look at VA loans, whatever, I'm telling you. When I say it's one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs, I mean that sincerely, and you will not find better people and a better company to take care of you and people you can trust than Affordable Interest Mortgage. So, Kurt, you know, things are hanging pretty good right now in the housing industry. What are some things that you see could happen that might make it go the other way?
There are some warning signs that if they happen, I believe could trigger a pretty good sized downturn in the housing market. And the first one's COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to pay attention to it, because if the spikes go up, and we're seeing a lot more cities and regions growing in the number of people tested. Well, my first thought about that is, how do we know back in March that same number of people didn't have COVID as they do now? They talk in Florida, 10,000. How do we know that didn't happen back then? Because we weren't testing. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not trying to say anything against it.
No, I know.
But what I'm saying is, how do we know? So if it goes up to the point, the numbers I think we need to pay attention to, how many more people are going in the hospital? How many more people are passing? Those are the key numbers to where if that happens and COVID really takes off and the percentage goes from 0.03 to even 0.5%, that's going to slow things down. That's going to even take the economy in another direction. I don't think it will happen, but that is one of the things that I believe could happen, right, that could slow it down. The second one is what I call selling your home out of desperation. And people will do that because they're unemployed. And, you know, they may have $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of equity, and it's better for them to go rent, take that money, and they can get by until they get a job. That happened a lot in 2008. And I think if that number increases, not foreclosures, but just sales in desperation, you're kind of over flooding the market with too many homes listed. That's not happening now, but that could happen. And where that leads into is if you don't have a lot of equity. And we've talked about this in the past. I'm a firm believer now is a great opportunity to become mortgage safe. You don't have to use my services to do this. But you need to understand that you have so much equity in your home, there's a way to be able to access it, and it almost costs you nothing till you need it. You know, if you're sitting with $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 worth of equity, maybe you go out and you get just a second mortgage for $20,000, $30,000. Costs you $400, $420. You don't even have to do an appraisal.
Oh, really? Okay.
I have lenders out there that would do a second mortgage for you, and I'll send you to them, and you just get a second for $20,000, $30,000. So it costs you nothing, but it's sitting there. But should the economy take a dive, should you lose, should right. you need money, instead of touching your 401k or going after your savings or putting stuff on a credit card that you've got to pay back at a much higher rate, this allows you to reach out and take that. So you're not desperate to sell your home. Because if too many people become desperate, then it drives the values down. Mm-hmm. So I think that many people can prevent that from happening if they're paying attention to it. And the last one is, if the government decides to do what they did in 2008, and that's re-tighten up the guidelines to do lending. If we remember back then when the market, breathe on the mirror, you could get a home. Okay, they had no guidelines. They truthfully didn't.
Right.
But after that was over, they came in with Dodd-Frank, and the intent of Dodd-Frank, I think, was great. But they went so far to the other side. From 2008 to 2014, it was almost impossible to get a home loan. You had to be squeaky, squeaky clean. And if they start tightening the guidelines, and that in turn raises the interest rates, the minute rates go up and the guidelines tighten, that could cause us to go, because that sends out the wrong signal. Gotcha. Now, the feds have come in and said that they will continue to buy mortgage-backed securities all the way through the end of the year, no matter what, and they don't plan on raising the rates. So those are positive signs. Mm. But if the feds come in and change Dodd-Frank and start to tighten things up, that could be a reason that you may see a downturn, in my opinion.
Right. Is there a lot of confusion out there what people may be hearing on ads about rates? Because a lot of people are thinking, man, rates are at an all-time low. And I've even heard some ads from different people saying, like, rates have never been lower. What are they talking about?
That is a question that we will probably face on average 110 times in a day. Seriously, it's about rates. First of all, whether you pay 2.375 or you pay 2.75 on loan, my compensation is the same. And that's pretty much across all mortgage brokers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to change that. That's what happened prior to. That's one of them regulations that came in that was beneficial to the consumer. So we're fighting for the rate as best you can. But what lenders are doing, and this is hard to explain, but if you have a loan amount above $510,000, that's called what's called a high balance loan. Lenders will give you a rate of hypothetically 3.75, but they may charge you 3 points to get that. So think of 3 points on a $500,000 loan.
What would that mean dollar-wise?
$15,000 up front to get 3.75. You're not going to do that.
Sure.
In addition to all the other fees. What they're basically telling you is they don't want you in that loan because they can't sell it as a mortgage-backed security because the stock market's not buying them. So that means they have to sit on them. And they also know that the rates aren't going to go up anymore. They may even go down. So if they sell you this loan at 3.75 and in 5 months from now you can get a rate of 2.75 for that same loan, you're going to refinance out, which means they don't make any money. So they're making all the money up front to pay for the cost of the loan. And you're seeing that across the board. There's lenders that are doing that with government loans. And every lender chooses which loan they want to do and which one they don't. I have one lender who charges 2 points at 3% on a VA. Well, I got somebody else charging no points at 2.375. How do you do that? Because that lender is saying, okay, this is a market we want to go after. So when it's that confusing, you're hearing lenders that will average 2.375 or 2.125. There is always a catch to that. Otherwise, everybody would be having it. When you're finding mortgage rates, there are lenders out there that can do certain things very well, but that doesn't mean that there's not fees that come with it.
Right.
I mean, we've got very good rates, but I'll hear somebody come in and say, well, I can find somebody 0.75 better than you with no fees. I tell them, go get it.
Yeah.
Because you can't. You got to read the fine print. They're just more, or it's a 15-year loan. It's not a 30-year loan. I have over half of my lenders will do a better rate on a 30-year loan than they will on a 15. I'm signing people up on a 30 and telling them to figure the payment on a 15 to make it because it's cheaper.
Sure.
Banks don't want you in the shorter loans. They want you in the longer-term loans. There's more profitability to them. So, yeah, you are correct. There's a lot of things going on with rates. Every loan product out there is under 3%, whether it's conventional, whether it's an FHA, a VA, a USDA, you can get that rate under 3%. Question is how much? VA is in the low twos. Conforming loans, FHAs, are going to be in the mid to upper twos.
Right.
They're just going to vary. And then it's just going to depend on if there's a cost, if there's not a cost.
Right. And you've said this before, but veterans, if you're listening and you're not.
My veterans business is just taken off because they drop the rates. And once you tell one veteran, they pick up the phone and call all their friends who are veterans or in mortgages.
Absolutely.
But when you're down at that rate, at, let's say 2.375, how can you not borrow money on that? And they'll go to 100%. How can you not borrow money at
right.
that? And the other nice thing about a veteran is they have no loan cap. They'll go up to $1.5 million on a house. I actually have a guy doing a veteran loan for $1.5 million. And at that rate, he's just smiling. He's thinking this thing's wonderful.
Sure.
So, yeah, now is a great time, and rates are low. In my 20 years, I've never seen them this low.
So, going through things that may cause a downturn, not only the government tightening the lending guidelines, but then if they raise the rates.
That would bring everything to an abrupt halt. It's like trying to put a car in drive into reverse. It'll grind right up.
Do you think that, let's say Trump doesn't win, do you think that would happen?
Not through the end of the year.
Yeah.
No. No. Afterwards, all bets are off. And it's not that there's just too many things that I think will hurt us down the road. The stock market, I read about a month ago, the stock market's actually trying to prepare in case Biden wins on what they're going to do. Because they know it's going to change the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's going to change business. It just is. It always has.
Sure.
And so, yeah, that's a different story.
Absolutely. Once again, if you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. Kurt's always kind enough to offer you a free consultation, whether it be by phone or in person. So give him a call, 720-895-0500. Now, let's talk about home equity. You said it's the highest it's ever been.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah, in 2008, the average person had 31% equity. Right now, people have over 40-45% because homes are appreciating at the rate.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people are refinancing, even though they'll take cash out to maybe pay off debt, the equity is going up faster than what they're borrowing. Most people will have $100,000 to $125,000 worth of equity. Now's a great time not to take it out, but to be able to access it.
Right.
The ability to touch that money, it's kind of like a 401k that you control. The ability to be able to touch that money and get you through speed bumps of life that could happen, it's the best time to do it's now. Don't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the market does start to turn, then everything is going to shut down much faster.
Right.
And we talk about rates. You know, what are they going to do for the rest of the year? I believe they're going to stay up. If you look at for example, a house at $400,000 a year ago where the rate was 4.25%, that payment would have been 1967. Well, today, if your rate's 2.875, that's a payment of 1659. That's over $300 a month you can save. And there's many people that do that. If you take that $308 a month, that's $37,000 in 5 years.
And, Kurt, there's people paying rent of $2,500.
We're going to get into that on the next break. And that's a big one there. But you can save $37,000 just to refinance. And if you don't want to go back to 30 years, you can keep the same payment and take 7 years off your mortgage. If you have a mortgage that was 4.25%, you can go to 2.875 and take 7 years off your mortgage. That's security. That puts you in a much better position. And you're still not taking all your equity out. So, yeah, most people are doing this, if you have a home, it's something you need to reconsider, even if you're at 3.875.
Sure.
Because you can drop your rate a point sometimes.
Wow. Now, would you say now's a good time to buy a home?
I think now's an excellent time to buy a home. A lot of people are saying no, but now I believe it is a phenomenal time. Even with prices going up, the demand is awful high. The hottest market is anywhere between 350 and 4.25% on homes. There's just not enough of them out there.
Right.
And they're selling, and there's bidding wars on them. I've had two customers that they were able to outbid, but they do what's called an escalation clause. They'll start at this figure, and they say if somebody overbids them, they'll go up by 1,000 up till this figure. No matter what the home appraised for, up to this figure. So you start getting into a bidding war because they're so hard to find. People need a place to live. Denver's still a very good economy. The article in the paper I read yesterday said the average home values appreciation for this year is 4.7%. Now, we're in COVID, and homes are still going up. So please understand, I don't see the market going down. It may level, but not – there's too many people to say, well, on the drive over, I heard on the radio, somebody said that the market will decrease by 21% next spring. No. Where did you come up with that number? That's a massive number to depreciate a home.
Sure.
No. So they're just trying to get you to sell your house now because they think you're going to lose money. What's their motive? Right now, the market is just so strong, and it's going to continue to stay that way because there's so many. Denver is so diversified. There's so many people that can continue to work no matter what field you're in. We're going to continue to grow.
When we come back, Kurt's going to tell us what he thinks will continue to drive the housing market. You're listening to Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their experience center in Inglewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
Knowledge in Reverse is brought to you by Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Finances getting tight? Eliminate your mortgage payment. Continue to pay your taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA, but free up some cash to use however you wish. It's your money. You earned it. Call Steve at 303-885-0254, home of Knowledge in Reverse. That's 303-885-2054. Learn the truth. NMLS 243-200, regulated by DORA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition called Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 is the number. Kurt and his team will be glad to help you out. And I'm telling you, you got to have somebody you can trust. And Kurt, it amazes me. I was talking with someone the other day and they about insurance, and they went over to just one of your typical big companies, and they said, oh, this was the best plan, you know, they had. And I'm like, yeah, but is that the best plan for you? And that's not the only plan. So kind of same thing with mortgages. You got to be careful with some different banks, different things like that, because, yeah, they may say this is the best deal we've got, but that doesn't mean that's the best program for them.
Yeah, if you've got five cards in your portfolio and there's 52 in the deck, there's a whole bunch of other opportunities that might be better for you. Yeah,
absolutely.
There's times I can't help people. Mm-hmm. I say, here, go. If they can do that, go. That's okay.
Right.
They've got a niche. That works out fine. But you need to be informed. You need to know all your options and what works and what doesn't work.
Absolutely. So, yeah. All right. So let's talk about some things that you think will continue to drive the housing market in a good way.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to say is millennials. If you look at millennials, 43% of all millennials own a home. 43%. Generation X, 67% own a home. Baby boomers, that's you and me, have 77% of us own a home. Now, that what I mean by that, you either own it free and clear or right. you're making payments to it. The question is, what's going to drive it is the millennials increasing their number, because you want the housing industry to be 64 to 67%. Because where you want that number to be. Well, if they're at 43%, there's a tremendous opportunity, and they're starting to understand owning a home is a better deal than not owning a home. The question is, why don't millennials want to buy? And in talking to the ones that I do, the majority of them do not like debt. Now, I'm a baby boomer. I don't like debt either.
Sure.
I think most people don't like debt. But when we grew up, we got the debt. Now we're at the point where, in most cases, we don't have the debt. So you kind of work your way through. But that's one of the reasons. They're afraid of what happened in 2008. They watched too many friends and too many family members mm-hmm. lose their home. So they tie the home and the crash in the market. I don't want to do that. If I don't buy, I can't have this happen. Well, you can still have problems even if you're renting.
Sure.
They believe the cost of home ownership is too high. That's one of the big reasons. They just don't see the benefit of it. They believe they have to come up with too much money as a down payment. They don't like extra paying for homeowners insurance and property taxes. They think that's all extra. I want to kind of go over some of the true cost of if you're going to continue to rent or if you're going to buy. I agree that a home can cost you money, but the reward is far greater than the initial cost. And I kind of want to go over a couple things. Let's say the average rent, and this is, again, for millennials, if you're renting a two-bedroom or three-bedroom, it's between $1,800 and $2,000 a month. What comes with renting is that those rent payments will go up. Every year, in most cases, your rent payments will go up. If you have a problem in the property, your repairs will not be immediately fixed. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but you have no control over that, depending on what the repair is. Most cases, you can't have pets unless you want to pay a whole lot more money for them.
Right.
You have restrictions when you rent, which is normally a parking. You need permission if you want to paint the inside or if you want to put up different type of window coverings. And then the noise in the neighbors. Because if you're in the townhome, it's going to be quite noisier. If you're in the neighborhood, getting along, everybody knows you're a renter. It's a little bit more difficult in the neighborhood because you're temporary. You haven't been there long enough to establish yourself. But now let's look at the actual dollar cost. If you're paying, let's say, $1,850 a month to rent, when you go to rent, you got to pay a first month, you got to pay a second month, and then you got to pay a security deposit. Well, that's about $4,200 you got to come up with up front. Your first payment's in 30 days, so you get no break. And when you add all that together, you're going to come up with about $6,000. That's right up front. There's $6,000 and you're renting. None of it's yours to keep. Now, will you get the security deposit back when you leave? Yes, maybe. Those are yes, maybe, depending on. We don't know. Now let's take 5 years of renting. At $1,850 for 5 years, that's $111,000 that you spent to rent. Nothing else, just to rent. Now, the cost of a purchase. Say you want to buy a property at $350,000. That mortgage payment, including taxes and insurance, and mortgage insurance, is $1,943. Now, you have to put a down payment minimum of 3%. So that's $10,500. And your loan amount now is going to be $339,500. Your payment's not going to increase, so you don't have to worry about that. After 5 years of making that payment, you're going to pay, your payoff is going to go down to $304,000. So you just reduced your payoff by $35,000. And that's what some people don't realize. When you're making a mortgage payment,
right.
part of that payment is going into the bank called your equity. Not appreciation, but your equity. So on an average of about $600 a month, $500 to $600 a month, is going to lowering your payoff. So if the house doesn't appreciate a dollar, you're still up $35,000 in 5 years. Now, if you're making that 1943 payment, you're going to pay $116,000 out. So you're up about $5,000, but you're up now $35,000 in equity that you've built because you've paid off your home faster.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, the down payment you used was $10,500. You have to take that off. So you're running, even with the cash, you're still up about $25,000. Now, in the other property, you had to spend $6,000. So you're really up $30,000. Now, the other advantage when you buy a home is you don't have payments for 2 months. So when you buy it and you bring that $10,500 to the table, that's it. You don't have a payment for 2 months.
So you got some room to breathe there a
right.
little bit.
So $1,850 times two is $3,700. So that's part of that $10,500. So when you add that to the $6,000, you're real close. You're coming up with the same dollars up front. But here's where the numbers really start to shine that people forget about renting properties versus owning. When you're renting, there is no appreciation. If you look at the historically at the numbers in the United States, and Denver has traditionally been higher, but since 1968 to 2008, the average home appreciates 5.4% per year. That means sometimes it goes down to below 5%, sometimes it goes up to 12%. But the average year in, year out for the last 45 years is 5.4%. So if you take that $350,000 home and you give it a 2% appreciation, you're going to pick up $48,000 in appreciation. Add that to the $30,000 that you had, and now all of a sudden you're up $70,000 to $80,000 in money that you would not have when you're renting. You're going to pay $111,000 to rent and have nothing. You pay that same amount of money here, you're still going to have $75,000 to $80,000 in your pocket. So what's the true cost?
Right.
And too many people say, well, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. But it's just like putting money in the bank. So, yeah, there's debt to it, but there's also savings. There's also an investment portion of it. So there's a lot of different ways of looking at that. And some people, you know, they don't have the 3% down. And I tried to figure when I ran these numbers, I tried to figure with the least amount of money down for like a first-time home buyer. I tried to show numbers that were, you didn't have a lot of money to bring to the table. And the payment on a $350,000 house is $1,943. When you're renting, it's $1,850, and that's going to go up. Your house payment's not.
Gotcha. What are options for people that maybe don't have the money? Can they get a loan through a relative, or or is it supposed to be given to them and not paying it back?
Well, you've listened to Mike Hills a couple times.
Yeah.
There's a couple ways. There's down payment assistance programs. There's some programs to where you don't have to bring any money. If you're in a VA loan or you're in a USDA loan, they do 100%. No money down. They'll finance all of it. Rate's a little bit higher, but you're not bringing any money to the table. If you want to use the 3% or maybe you want to go FHA and bring 3.5%, there's a couple different ways to do it. It's a thing called down payment assistance programs. They will give you what's called a silent second. So instead of bringing the 3, there's a silent second mortgage to cover that 3% with no payments to it. The only time it has to be paid off is if you go to refinance it or you go to sell it. That's when they want their money back. So the money, and there's no interest, it just sits there. So that was the down payment. Now, the rate is a little bit higher on the first portion of it, but you don't have to bring money. So there are ways to do this exact same thing with no money. You bring up family. You can have what's called a non-occupying co-borrower, either co-sign to help you get the property, or can gift you up to 6% of the down payment.
Okay.
Which means any closing cost and the 3% you need. So you don't have to bring it. It's a gift. Now, if you want to pay them back, you pay them back.
Of course,
but you're not required to.
Right.
So, yeah, there are ways to get into it. And when you take that a little bit further, if you think about it, there's ways a first-time homebuyer can buy investment property. And we're going to talk about that a lot next week with Mike Hills. You can actually never have owned a home, and your first home can be an investment property, buy a duplex or a fourplex. And I know it sounds strange, but you can do it with the same amount of little money down, but you're getting a whole lot more money. So if you have, let's say, a fourplex, and you're buying it for $400,000, and you're renting one side out for $12,000, and your side for $12,000, the payment's still $1,900. But you've got $2,400.
Mm-hmm.
So you're making an extra $500 a month. And you have all the tax write-offs that go with that.
Yep.
And it still can be done. It's called house hacking, and Mike is going to go through a lot of that next week. So there's ways to start building your portfolio and receiving passive income. And start out with, you can't do that when you rent, but now all of a sudden you become the landlord and you see the power of collecting rent to where somebody else is paying off your mortgage. You're not doing it. They are.
Absolutely. Yep. Join us next week for that, because I promise you, Mike does a great job. And that will be next Tuesday at noon. We're going to take our last break, but we'll come back with more with Kurt Rogers and Affordable Interest Mortgage right after this. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. You should always call the police, no matter how small your accident may seem. Here's why.
The experience that I've had is once you say, listen, I want to have the police called, and if a person gets nervous about that, you know that you're immediately dealing with a different situation. If the person is like, well, that's fine, I'll wait around as well and we can get it documented, no problem, then you know you're also dealing with a credible person too. And so it's a really good litmus test to see how that person reacts.
Always call the police right away. Then call KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Injuries happen all the time, quarantine or no quarantine. So put this number in your phone now, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
We are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition called Your Money Matters. Once again, you know, really want to thank Kurt. I'm telling you, it is great. I love doing what I do, Kurt, you know, but man, we've been doing this so long together. And, you know, some people ask me sometime, well, you don't have several mortgage companies you do stuff with? I'm like, no. Why do I need several? I got one. Takes care of people. Does a great job. Why do I want to need, you know, somebody else just to see? So, you know what? So, really, I don't say this enough and probably never said it publicly, but thank you for just being such a good partner to Haystack Help and helping so many people. I mean, my church. I mean, everybody, man. You just have done for many, many years, just done a terrific job.
I like what I do. I like people. We started this show, what, 4 or 5 years ago now?
No, 2012.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Time flies now.
Yeah.
But we started with the premises, your money does matter. And too many, you see too many people get caught up in spending their money the wrong way.
Right.
My job is just to say, you know, here's options. If I can help you, great, but here's options. It's not about what I get back. I have people on the show, and I never charge anybody. I don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
It's you need to understand how you can save money and where you can go to find the people that will give you good service and charge you a fair price.
Right.
So, and I appreciate the opportunity. We met a long time ago, and we've been together for a long time, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Yep, it's awesome. I love it too. All right. I mentioned this earlier. Boy, this has been tough on people economically. I mean, you know.
Yes, very much.
And there's probably been a few people that, you know what, have got a couple of payments in late. And they say, what do I do? I had a perfect record up till 3 months ago, and now I've made a couple of payments late. I always tell people, I don't care when they're looking at buying a home, call you. At least have that initial consultation. Let you look at some stuff because there are some things that they might need some help with over 3 to 6 months. Might be 6 to 12 months they need some things to be helped with.
I have people that we're waiting 9 months to get them to a position. to where it'll work for.
But that's worth it to do that.
It's worth it to understand how your credit report and your credit scores matter. You know, most people don't like to give out their social because they think it's going to affect your credit score a lot. It is a little, but it's not going to do that much. What's important is I think people need to understand how a credit agencies report and how they count your scores and where the scores matter and how to adjust the scores. Nobody teaches this. I mean, you can pay a credit repair company, but that's after it's already broke. How about finding out ways to make it to where it never gets broke? And there's ways to do that with just basic information. Understand how they work. There's three different types of credit scores, mm-hmm. not from three different bureaus, but three different types of scores. There's one for mortgages. I can have the same customer run it and go to a car dealership, and that score is going to be different than what mine came in as mortgages. And that same person could go out and try to get a credit card, and that score is going to be different because the algorithms that they use, each one of those will depend on what they're pulling from to give you a different score. But there's some basic philosophy across the board. Installment loans are pretty basic. 37% of your score is going to be just off you making your payments on time. That's what I call an aha moment. Yeah, I got to make my payments on time. But the second part of it is, how am I managing my debt? You can't really manage installment loans. They're, you know, mortgages or installment loans. That's the payment every month. That's what you make. The one that becomes variable that has 34% of your credit score is your credit cards. Whether you have 1 or 11, it's still the same to them. How do you manage that score? And what people need to understand about it is if you have a credit card, making the minimum payment is better than not making any payment.
Okay.
That's number one. How you manage it in what's your high versus what you owe. So if you have a credit card that your high is $2,000, please don't get it above $1,000 on the card. Go get another card. It's more important to have two cards and not go to a $2,000 balance on a $2,000 limit.
And I think you've said before about 30%.
30-40% is a good
ideal.
Number to be is ideal. That's where the banks are going to start to score you higher because they say, well, they know how to borrow money and they know how to pay it back without extending themselves. What they've proven, once you get about 50 or 60%, your chances of missing payments and maybe going belly up are much stronger than if you're staying at that 40 to 50%. Mm-hmm. So that's where the score matters. I can show you how to change your credit score in about 5 days, just on some basic philosophies on what you're doing. And it doesn't mean you always have to pay your debt down. There's many people I've said, call your credit card company, especially now, tell them I want to raise it. If you have a $2,000 limit, you owe them $1,500, ask them if you can raise it to $3,000. Has the same effect.
Right.
And it costs you nothing. If you can get it to $10,000, great. Just because it's there, don't spend it. Keep it around $2,000 to $3,000 in a balance. Use the card. Mm-hmm. Pay a little bit in interest because it matters to you in a credit score. The difference between a 700 credit score and a 740 credit score on a $400,000 loan is about $7,000 in fees. You'll never see them, but it's about $7,000 in fees. Because the higher the score, the less fees. You're less risk to the bank that you're going to make your payments on time. There's simple things you can do to make that work.
Now, just hit me. We haven't covered this in a while, but I had somebody that asked me this the other day. Let's go over real quick the importance or the difference really between pre-approved and pre-qualified. Because a lot of people get those two terms mixed up. And usually when they get it mixed up, they've done the wrong thing.
Yeah, most realtors will ask you if you're pre-approved. They don't even like the word pre-qualified. Pre-qualified means you called me, gave me the information. I have your credit score. I have your income. I run some basic numbers. Yeah, according to this, you fit. I haven't looked at one document. I've just taken what you've told me. So while you and I can work out and see how we make it work.
Sure.
You can't take that to a realtor and say, okay, I want to go buy a house. Because they're going to say, we're not taking an offer in today's market without a pre-approval. Pre-approval means I've received documentation. And this is a regulation. In order for me to give you a pre-approval, I need to see your income. I need to see your assets in the bank. I need to see things about you to prove what you're saying who you are, like your mm-hmm. driver's license. I got to prove you tell me that you are Scott Watley. I got to see some right. documentation. Then I have to run it through a system that's called DU or LP, which tells me, okay, you're approved. It's a kind of computerized system like an underwriter says, yep, you're good. Now all I got to do is produce the rest of the documents and we're good. That's what realtors want. the person that's selling their home wants to know that you've gone through that process, that it's important enough for you that you're really serious about buying it before they allow you to buy their home. Because in this competitive market, without it, you're going nowhere.
Gotcha.
So there is a big difference. It doesn't take but maybe 6 hours to make all that work. It's a simple process. Mm-hmm. But it has to be done to get a real pre-approval.
Right. And how long is that good for?
90 days.
90 days. All right. Real quick, 60 seconds left, and then we'll get your disclosure. But is there any delay right now in getting paperwork done or getting loans done?
60 seconds ain't enough. Yeah. I'll try to shorten it down. Right now, that's the biggest delay. So I have lenders that are so busy, it takes them 30 days for the underwriter. Everything has slowed down. There is so much business out there that the lenders don't have the staff and can't train the staff fast enough.
Wow.
So you have to be a little bit patient. Appraisers are taking much longer because there's so many homes that are being refinanced and purchases that they just don't have the manpower to make that work. Now, one of my lenders, about 47% of the time, don't even require an appraisal. They'll just go with it. So okay. That saves. But that's not always the case. You have to be a little bit more patient. If you're starting today, you're not going to close till sometime in August, mid to end of August.
Right.
So you're talking 30 to 45 days. I have a few lenders that are quicker, but they're not all like that. Some have great rates, but they can't move very fast. They go 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends what's more important to you.
Gotcha. Once again, it's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Just give Kurt a call, and they'll be glad to help you. Your disclosure, sir.
Okay. On the numbers that I used earlier, the loan amount was $339,500. The interest rate was 3.482 with an APR 3.534. You must have a 740 FICO score. We were doing a loan-to-value of 97%. The payment that I was quoting you of $1,665.39 includes mortgage insurance and principal and interest. It does not include taxes and insurance. The maximum debt-to-income ratio was 48%. It was with approved credit. My NMLS number is 298191. We are regulated by DOR. We are an equal credit lender, and our phone number is 720-895-0500, and you can contact us at aimortgage.net.
What do you think the new Washington Redskin name will be?
Warrior. They had Warrior, Redfin, and Red...
Redtail.
Redtail.
Right.
I hope they don't pick Redtail.
Oh, no.
No, that'll go the wrong way, but probably be Warrior.
Kurt, as always, thank you very much. Yeah. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.